Marketing Your Private Practice is a podcast where you'll learn easy to implement tips and strategies to grow your business without spending all day online. I'm your host, Kathy Koliakovo, and I teach practitioners the Thrive Marketing Method to create simple and streamlined plans by focusing on long-term strategies, not just social media. Discover ways to spend less time on your marketing, attract more clients, and build the financial freedom that comes with a thriving practice. One where you have time left in your day for the people and things that matter to you. Hey, Private Practice Heroes. Thanks for tuning into the podcast today. I'm your host, Kathy Koliakovo, and I want to start off this episode by asking you a very simple question. The last time you got a testimonial from a client, what did you do with those words? If you're like a lot of practice and business owners, you collect them and you put them on a page on your website, and that probably is all you do because that's what a lot of the active folks do with them. Some collect them but never really use them at all, let alone using them strategically as part of your consistent content plan. And I'll be honest, I am putting myself in that category too. Not only have I been a little lax collecting testimonials of late, but I've not been following through and using them in my marketing. And I'm sure I'm not alone. There are so many ways that you can include testimonials in your marketing content and your plans. And the reason why I often suggest we do that is because that type of content typically outperforms any other marketing content. Yes, what I'm telling you is testimonials outshine traditional marketing content. Unlike the content we create ourselves to market our services, testimonial content offers an authentic type of marketing persuasion in your copy. And it's often words that are coming from clients that can be more compelling in influencing their decision-making for deciding if they're going to buy someone's service or try out a program or work with somebody. When other people are advocating for a business, which is what a testimonial is, their words typically act as a very powerful endorsement, and those words can get better results than some of the most well-crafted, expertly written content that you can put together. Using testimonials can serve as a catalyst for converting leads into clients by providing the reassurance people are looking for when they're making that decision to invest their money and hire somebody. This is why it is so important for every business owner to be collecting testimonials from clients and doing this consistently. But once you get those testimonials back, you've got to follow through. The next step in the process is to use those words in your marketing content. Most people don't have a process for what to do once they get a testimonial because they've never really thought about laying out a specific plan on how to use them as part of their marketing. The same way I teach the Thrive Marketing Method to my Academy members, we all need a testimonial marketing method and a plan for using those client words in our marketing. Remember, there always is a big reason why we ask clients for testimonials in the first place, so that we can use that content and their words in our marketing. Testimonials show others exactly how people feel about working with you, and they have their own words sharing the results they experienced with the problem they had. And often that problem will be the same kind of problem other people have. So when they hear about how you helped somebody else with the exact same problem, that can be the icing on the cake in the decision-making process. And this is why testimonials need to be a core part and a type of content in your consistent content plan for your marketing. I have an episode on how a consistent content plan can help you, and I will link to that in the show notes. Basically, what you want to do is you want to pick out different types of content to use in your consistent marketing, and testimonial content is one of those types of content. So be sure to check that out if you've never heard the idea of what a consistent content plan is. But today, what I'm going to do is share with you 10 ideas and ways that you can use testimonials in your marketing content. So let's get started. Oh, wait. First things first, I forgot. I do want to tell you and just remind you that the best way to effectively use testimonials within your overall marketing strategy is to have that plan in place for collecting them and storing them somewhere so that you can access them instantly when you need them, whenever you want to use them. Now, I'm not going to cover this entire process of how you're going to collect testimonials today, but at a minimum, I do want to remind you that you should at least have a system and a process that cover requesting and collecting testimonials, storing the content that you get back so you know who it's from, what service it's for, and when it was collected. You want to make sure that if clients are giving you images or videos, that you have somewhere to store those as well. And then, of course, you want to store any final items that you might create with some of those testimonial content, because sometimes we might take them and create their words into an image to use in social media or within a video. So if you're creating anything like that with your testimonial content, you want to make sure that you're storing these where you have access to them. And then, of course, you need the entire plan for when, where, and how you're going to use the testimonials. So getting organized and planned out means thinking about that when, where, and how that you're going to use them. And what I want to do today is give you some ideas on when, where, and how you can use testimonials in your marketing. Because the goal is to help you use these testimonials, these words from your clients, to convert more leads, more website visitors that you might have, more people signing up for your freebies and converting them into clients. So I like to refer to this list as 10 easy ways to use testimonials to get more clients. So let's dive into these, and we'll start with number one, which is the most common one people have, which is a testimonials page on your website. I always encourage this. I have had a lot of people talk to me and tell me that people have told them not to do this. I absolutely disagree with it. If people are browsing on your website looking to get information on you, even if you do referral marketing, they're going to be doing this. They're going to check you out. You want to make sure you have an easy spot, something they can see in the navigation menu that takes them to a page with testimonials. And it doesn't mean you have to have all of them on there, but I would encourage you to have the most valuable ones that you get back. Having this page makes it easy for people to find it and look at it and read them and check them all out. You'd be surprised how many people actually do this. And if you have a lot, you may want to sort them on this page by a service type. And the other thing is, if you are collecting them really consistently, you may even want to change up what is on that page every 6 months or so, so that you have up-to-date ones. So that's the first place you can do it. Most common one, and I do talk about that on one of my podcast episodes, about some of the additional website pages that help you marketing your practice or business. And I'll put a link to that one in the show notes as well. Number two is you want to sprinkle testimonials on relevant website pages. So you can definitely include testimonials in strategic areas on specific pages on your website, or even on the sidebar of your website if you have one of those. You can include them on sales pages and lead generation pages to help others speak for you when you want people to take action. So definitely look at sprinkling these on the relevant pages. I always think of having them at least on your homepage, your services page, and some people have like an appointments or policies page. That may be another spot as well. The third place you can use testimonials is in your blog posts. Now, this one is similar to using testimonials on the website in relevant pages, but there are a lot of times that blog posts that you could be putting up on your website could be supported and boosted by adding relevant client testimonials there. Words that will enhance or showcase the lesson that you're sharing in the blog. So you want to make sure that the testimonial speaks to what can happen when people follow the advice shared in the lesson in the blog. So it's all about adding content from the mouths of your clients that can share to other people how they can see results by working with you. The fourth place is one that a lot of people think about using it in marketing and sales emails. So testimonials can work really well when they relate to the service or product or program being sold. So this means including them in sales or promotional emails, or even in your lead magnet follow-up emails, the emails intended to nurture those new people into your community and into your email system, into understanding how you work with people. Having some testimonials in there is great because you're letting clients do the talking for you. And this adds some extra social proof into your emails as well. Don't put really long ones in the emails in particular. Just pull highlights out of them. Just because someone gave you a long, fabulous testimonial doesn't mean you can't pull pieces of it out to use in other spots. And I do recommend that. The fifth way that you can use testimonials in your marketing content is to include them in speaking opportunities, presentations, and even launch plans. So when you're taking the time to talk to people, potentially selling to them, if you're having a webinar to launch a new service, or if you're on stage speaking, you're often doing some aspect of sales. Weaving your testimonials as stories into your content or your speaking presentations is a great way to really authentically and naturally share how your services, programs, products, whatever it is that you offer, have helped other people. Telling stories about these examples and showing some of the words and images of the clients on the slides is a great way to do this. So always look at ways that you can connect some testimonials into your presentation content. Newsletter highlights is the sixth way. So in a regular weekly or monthly newsletter, you can always highlight the client and their testimonial right in the content. I do it every week in mine. I typically have a client rave or a rave from podcast listeners, whatever it might be. So I'm highlighting the words that people say about me. You do want to make sure that in a newsletter, however you position the testimonial, you make it stand out in the content. And I would always ensure you change them up so the testimonial is always relevant to whatever your content might be in the newsletter. The seventh way is looking at podcast content. You can definitely consider adding testimonials into a podcast episode. You could even highlight them if you have audio or video versions that you could turn into audio, into the intro or outro of a podcast. You can even read the words of your clients and make it into an audio. So doing all of this and even potentially weaving the story of a client and their results into the podcast content itself, they're all different ways to get those client testimonials included in your podcast content. Again, we always want to make sure that you have relevance when you add these testimonials in. So whatever the testimonial is about, that needs to kind of match whatever the topic at hand is, whether it's in the podcast, the newsletter, the speaking, the sales emails. That rule kind of fits for everything. The eighth way that you can do this is the most common one people think of when they think of using testimonials in their marketing, and that's in your social media content. You can definitely post images or stories online that showcase your clients and their testimonials. There are many ways to get creative here. Having a specific plan and process of how you use the testimonial, and even having some templates in Canva for images and videos that will help you take new ones and put them together so that you're not spending a ton of time putting them into a format you would use on social media. That's the best way to do this. And that's why you want to have a process for it. And it's one thing when you have this process and some of these templates that will help you save time when you're doing this and help you repurpose them and reuse them in a variety of ways. Overall, the goal here is to have a process in place that helps you save time with your marketing. And as I'm talking about this, I'm thinking, okay, maybe I need to look at having a podcast topic on processes and plans for testimonial collection, preparation, and using them in your marketing. So stay tuned. There will probably be a future episode on that very topic. The ninth way you can use testimonials in your marketing is on your YouTube channel. Now, you may not be somebody who has a YouTube channel just yet, but if you do have video testimonials from clients, you really want to consider having one because YouTube is the number two search engine in the world. So if a client gives you a video testimonial, you really want to optimize where you use it. It could go on your website, you could put it in emails, on social media. There's lots of places you can put it, but in some of them, you're going to need to embed the video there. So you can't just upload it like you could on Facebook. On your website, well, I guess you could upload it, but then you're going to take a lot of space on your website storage plan, and you typically don't want to do that. So YouTube is a perfect place to host a video like this. You take the video, you upload it to YouTube. I always tell people, if you're uploading any video to YouTube and people can see it publicly, make it public, but always optimize the video title and the description and have it linked back to your website in one way or another. And so what I mean by this is you do not want to have a title of a testimonial, say, Kathy's testimonial. That's not helpful. So when you put a video up on YouTube, and let's say it's for a client who used your nutrition counseling services to help them manage their diabetes, the title for that testimonial should read something like Nutrition Counseling for Diabetes Testimonial for, and then your name, okay? Not the client's name, but your name, because those are keywords for you. So that's how I would title it up. And you always want to add a description to a video you put on YouTube. And typically in that description, you have it linked back to your website in one way or another. Always to a relevant page based on what the video content is about. So in a case like that, with the nutrition counseling for diabetes, I would have them go to the services page or to a page about work with me, whatever you might have. If people happen to come across this testimonial video on YouTube because it is a search engine, then you want to make sure that they can find you as well. So just putting a video up that doesn't have any description is not helpful at all. And then once you have the video on YouTube, then you can use the share button, grab the embed code, and add it to a page on your website. So your testimonials page could have some videos on there as well. You just use YouTube to host the videos, and then you put some code on your website to make it live. Now, for some people, that's going to mean getting help from your website manager. For other people, it's probably something you can handle. Either way, if you do have video testimonials, use your YouTube channel, get them included on your website as well, and make sure that you use those videos every so often in your marketing too. Now, the last way that I want to share with you that you can use testimonials in your marketing is to use a testimonial as part of a lead magnet. And this is something a lot of folks think more of as a case study sometimes. And I do like testimonials. They can definitely become case studies. And I like to look at adding a testimonial and making it part of a lead magnet as a case study that helps you get new leads. And I've used this one myself. And when I'm talking about this, I'm typically talking about taking the story and the results from a client and their testimonial and using them as part of a lead magnet. I don't mean highlighting it in a lead magnet. So let's say you have a 5 steps free guide and putting a testimonial in there. This is not what we're talking about. I mean using it as the lead magnet itself. And here's what I mean. The one that I offer that does this is a free mini training. It's a 12-minute training, and I call it the Get More Clients for Your Private Practice with 3 Simple Marketing Tweaks. And then in brackets, it says, that you can do in under 5 minutes. So the training in this lead magnet is based on the direct messages I got back from a client when she followed my advice from a marketing review. Within 24 hours of making these 3 simple tweaks, which seriously took her less than 5 minutes to do, she had 5 people reach out to book a consult with her. It was such a powerful testimonial because it was literally screenshots of her giving me these updates over 24 hours. And all about these 5 people that were booking a call. So it was very powerful. So I knew I didn't want to just use that as words. So I actually turned her words, her experience, into a free training that shows people by video what I recommended she change so that they can understand what it was and the results that can happen from making these changes. Now, if you want to see what this lead magnet is that this testimonial became, I will put a link to where you can see that in action. Of course, to see it in action, you will have to sign up to experience it all firsthand. But it will show you how I literally took a couple screenshots from a direct message and created a very compelling lead magnet from a client testimonial. So something like this takes a little bit of creativity sometimes to use, but I just want you to be open to the idea that when clients give you testimonials and words, there's more that you can do with them than just put them on your testimonials page on your website. There's lots of things you can do. And in the video that I've done for this lead magnet, I actually never use the client's website or social media channels where those 3 tweaks happened. All I did was simply do a screen share and showed on my social media, my website, what I told her to do, what kind of change she made, and why it made such a big impact for her and so quickly. So definitely, if you want to check out how you can turn a testimonial into a lead magnet, hit the show notes at marketingyourprivatepractice.com/90, and you'll be able to get a link to that 3 marketing tweaks free training. And that's it. That is the list of 10 easy ways to use testimonials in your marketing to convert more leads into clients. And I've got a bonus tip about testimonials too, and I'm going to be sharing that on my Instagram this week. So be sure to connect with me there at Pepper It Marketing to learn why you never, ever wait until you're done working with a client to ask for a testimonial. But before I sign off here, I do have a special note for dietitians and private practice owners in particular. You all have some rules and regulations around HIPAA compliance, because you're working in the health industry with people in the medical area. So you always want to ensure that your testimonials are HIPAA compliant. Now, I'm not a lawyer and I don't play one in real life, so be sure to check with your lawyer or your industry association or elsewhere for HIPAA compliance and proper rules regarding client testimonials. There are a couple good articles I found on this topic, and I will include links to those on the show notes page as well. The idea is here, however you plan a system for collecting and using testimonials and getting those testimonials, the key is to make that plan and look for ways to use those words that you get back in your marketing. Because testimonials really do help clients feel better about choosing you or your service, so much more than we often realize. Some of my clients have told me straight up, "I saw what so-and-so said about you on the website, and that's exactly what I want to do. I want that to happen for me as well. That's my problem." So when you see some of these comments or hear these comments, sometimes you're going to really find out how much people really do read the testimonials page on your website. And without that testimonial, that trust to say, "Okay, I want to hire you too," that decision to say yes from some of those clients may not have happened at all or just taken longer to happen. Testimonials should not be a forgotten part of your business. You want to gather them and collect them, but more importantly, you want to use them too. And don't forget, over time, if you continue to work with the same clients, you can reach out and ask for an updated testimonial, especially if the work or services you do together has changed. Testimonials are one of the content types that I talk about in having that consistent content plan, and I teach some of that in my Ultimate Marketing Content Planner and Training course that you can buy on my website. We cover it a lot in my Thrive Marketing Academy training too, because testimonials really should be one of those anchor pieces of content you have in your consistent content plan. So, what's your action step from today's lesson? I want you to look at what you have collected so far for testimonials and think about where you have used them. And do you even know where they all are at this moment if I asked you to show me a bunch of them? You want to reflect on what your process is, what you're doing with the testimonials, and then combine all of that with these 10 ways and ideas to use them in your marketing and create some new plans for using more of the testimonials in your marketing. I will have a short recap of those 10 ways on the show notes page as well. And that's it for today, folks. This is Kathy Koliakovo saying thanks for tuning in each week to listen to my marketing tips. I hope you always find at least one actionable item to take away from these lessons. And remember, to thrive in practice means using more than just content you create in your marketing. You always want to include some of your clients' own words in there too, that testimonial content, because potential clients often take their words more to heart than anything you say yourself. I'll see you next time. You can find all of our show notes and resources mentioned at marketingyourprivatepractice.com. Be sure to connect with me on Instagram at pepperitmarketing and say hi. I'd love to hear any feedback you have, and make sure to rate and review the podcast and hit subscribe on your favorite player so you don't miss any future episodes.